But we'll do the best we can, and I hope it'll bless you.
When I look upon his face. Chapter number 27, verse number 15, reading through verse number 21. Acts chapter 27, verse number 15, reading through verse number 21. You pray for us this morning. We'll be able to get absent from the body, get present with the Lord. Amen. We're certainly praying for all those that are in the hospitals all across everywhere. Remember Emily and JT and baby Lakeland there in Atlanta. Went up and seen them this week. Let's still remember them. Then remember Zach and Brittany. They need our prayers this week. Let's be much in prayer for those two kids too. Amen. Acts chapter number 27, verse number 15. Reading through verse number 21. 15 through 21 of the book of Acts, chapter number 27. The Bible said, And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. Look at verse number 16. And running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat. Verse number 17. He said, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands. Straight sail, and so were driven. Look at verse number 18. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship, verse number 19. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship, verse number 20. The Bible said, And when neither the sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away, verse number 21. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and have gained this harm and the loss. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, how God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. How, Lord, clear mind of everything, every thought. How, Lord, except preaching your word today. How, God, we thank you for the how many visitors and the members that are here. We are heartbroken with those that are broke this morning. And God, I pray, Lord, that you'll touch them. How, Lord, but give us the anointing, God, for those, how, Lord, that are listening to day. And Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen and amen. And never if I had a message that I want to preach on, and never it seemed like it'd be on this right here. And the storms, amen. And the storms, amen. And we've all heard about and the damage that these hurricanes have been causing. But we see here that Paul is in a fierce storm. And the Bible said the ship is battered. And listen, the Bible said it. And there's no control of the ship. And the Bible said it. And they began to throw the tackle boxes and all the cargo and all overboard. And listen, but I'm glad the Bible said that Paul stood up here in the midst of this turmoil, and he told them and said, I told you we should not have sailed. And listen, we ought to stay back there at Crete. He said, but I've got good news. He said, everything's going to be all right. He said, the only damage we'll see is the damage to the ship. For no man or shipmate or anything will see any harm come their way. Listen, but I thought about this. Listen, I want to preach today on how we survive the storms of life. Listen, as we look today, our life is like a constant cycle. You're either going into the storm, or you're in the storm, or you just come out of one. And it's a continuing thing that each one of us facing a battling life today. Listen, and I thought about this. We see all these people today. They're sitting in ICU waiting rooms. They're sitting and having a storm in their life. We see these little children that are Scottish Rite Hospital, and we see storms are raging. And we see families today and them that are meeting. Listen, somewhere today. Listen, amen, at a funeral home somewhere. They're making arrangements for a loved one. You're talking about a storm that's brewing in their life. Each and every one of us have family members and personal indwelling of us tonight or today that's going through storms. They rage in every which way. And now this one here that Paul was in, it was a natural storm. But the Bible said that we're in a warfare. Listen, not of flesh and blood, but of powers and principalities and rulers of darkness. We're in the midst of storms. Everywhere you look, everywhere you see, somebody is struggling. Somebody is battling. Somebody is about to surrender. Somebody don't know where to turn. Somebody don't know where to go. The storms of life. The storms of life. Everybody here this morning, we're facing a storm. Sometimes we don't know what direction. Sometimes we don't know the answer. Sometimes we don't know where to turn. Listen, and this is what Paul and then Paul said, we should have stayed back there. Listen, but those storms that we rage every day within our heart, within our mind, that's a constant warfare that goes on every day. I listen, between God and between Satan and between the lust of the flesh and the desires how to please the Lord. I listen and do the things of the world. It's a constant battle. Just not a one day. But 365 days. Even those that are saved, we go through storms. We go through storms. It ain't no fun to bury a loved one. It's not no fun to have a baby up there in the hospital this morning with tubes hooked up all over it and don't know if it's going to survive. It ain't no fun when we see these folks that are sitting in intensive care waiting rooms this morning. It ain't no fun when you walk in there and them loved ones are on a ventilator and somebody's got to make a decision. It ain't no fun when we've got trouble going on in our personal lives and we're fighting depression and we're fighting a loneliness and we're fighting an emptiness in our heart. But see, that's what's happening today in society. Listen, we may put on our makeup. We may put on our dress clothes. Listen, we may even go to church on Sunday. But we know within our lives there's a storm of brewing. There's a storm of brewing. Oh my goodness, you look up here on Sunday mornings and look up here on Sunday night. I've mentioned it to Brother Johnny before. I've said sometimes, Sister Joyce, I've looked out and you just see it on the face of people. Brother Herman, and they're hurting and you wished in you a word. You wished in you a song. You wished in you something that could take the pain away. That could take the burden away. That could move the mountain from their life. Storms are raging every day, not just the natural kind, the nature kind, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, or the whatever we may see here in our own country and our own county this coming week, but there's been storms in each individual's life. That is sitting here this morning, that we're all facing a battle, and we're all trying to climb the mountain, and we're all trying to get to the other side. One writer said, if I had all hope in this world, I'd be miserable. Why? Because there's constant storm after storm after storm after storm in this life. Storms of life are raging. Storms of life are raging. So how do we survive those storms? You walk into these clinics and 8 and 9 year old boys, 10, 11-year-old girls hooked on cocaine, hooked on prescription medication, hooked on all this meth and all these things. It's not a pretty sight. But what happened, it started with just a small brewing of a storm in their life. And Darth, they didn't know where to go. They didn't know where to turn. So Brother Aaron, the natural man, the nature of man, knows but one thing, and that's to turn to the world. Because they say, I can give you that peace. I can numb you up. I can give you that joy, that happiness. I can give you that. Even though it's just temporarily, but it causes that little small storm to get bigger and bigger and bigger until it has devastated your life, until it has dragged you under, and all hope seems like you're about to perish. They said it seemed like all hope was just about gone. So, preacher, how do we survive these storms? How do we survive these storms? Number one, today we turn to the Master. We got to turn to the Master. See, my friend, the Bible said he can calm the troubled storms. See, my friend, when the master of the ship is no longer the master of the ship becomes a devastation of the storm. It becomes lost with the elements of whatever may come its way. When the master of the ship is no longer the master of the ship, the ship is tossed. It's tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine, with anything that might come along. It'll grasp this for hope, and it'll grasp that for hope, and it'll grasp the world for hope, and they'll grasp anything that they can get their hands on. But I'm telling you today, if we're to survive the storms of life till we get to glory, we must turn to the Master. We must turn to the Master. He's the calm of the troubled seas. Amen. As we preached the other week, they said, Master, careth not that we perish. Paul here he is, leaving Crete as a prisoner, and they're sailing, and the storms of life are raging. Captain of the ship is done throwing things overboard. Nobody's guiding it. drifting by the winds and the rains that may come their way. And listen, I'm telling you here, you may be here this morning and you found yourself in the same condition. You're being tossed to and fro. You're seeking happiness here and you're seeking happiness there, and you're seeking peace there, and you're seeking peace here, and it's just causing storm after storm after storm after storm. I'm telling you, turn to the Master. Turn to the Master. He's the master of the sea. Amen. When we lose that, when he's no longer, a tragedy takes place. So to get us through, we must turn to the creator of the universe. We must go to the one that designed it. We must got to go to the author of it. You know what that word author means? It means originator. Let's go to the man that hung the stars. Let's go to the man that hung the moon. Let's go to the man that put everything into existence. Let's go to the man that walked by nothing but a hump of clay, breathed breath into his nostrils, and he became a living soul. And let's go to that man. I'm telling you, he's the master of the seas. He's the master of my life. He can be the master of your life if we'll just turn to him in the midst of the storm that are brewing. Just turn to him. Just turn to him. Turn to the master. Amen. Master. He's the master. Storms are brewing, Brother George. Storms are brewing in each individual's life. Brother Ronnie, we're to just turn to Jesus. Turn to Jesus. Oh, preacher, that sounds so easy. It is easy, but it's so hard for us carnal-minded and natural-minded. Give it to God and surrender it unto him today. Turn to the Master. He's the creator. He's the one that created us into his image. The storms. Each one of us have a storm. We do. Sometimes we're in the middle of a storm and we don't even want nobody else to know it. You may be here this morning and you got the biggest smile on your face. Boy, you're just smiling from ear to ear, but on the inside there's a storm brewing, and that storm's eating you alive. That storm's trying to get you to just toss it overboard. That storm's trying to get you to surrender. That storm's trying to get you to hang it up. That storm's trying to get you to turn back to the world. But I'm telling you today, don't turn to the world. Turn to the Master.
Amen.
Turn to the Master. Then number two, storms. We all have storms. So who do we go to? We got to find those that can help us. It's those that are sick. That's in need of a physician.
Yeah.
Amen. If I fall down in this floor and I'm deathly sick, don't call one of the mechanic shops and say, Brother Jeff, could you use some help this morning? Mm-hmm. Amen. If I go out here and my car won't crank, I'm not going to call Dr. Stepp and say, can you come help me this morning? See, we got to go to the right source. We got to go to the right source. And the right source that can heal us of any dreaded disease. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. Whoa, what a storm in her life. For 12 long years, she had searched and searched and searched. But when she turned to Jesus, everything else was all right. The Bible says she was made whole immediately. Immediately, not because of the things of the society, but because she turned to Jesus. She turned to the Master. She turned to the Master. I got to get number two. Number two, listen, not only when we're in the midst of those storms, Michelle, do we not only turn to the Master, but we got to trust his word.
Amen.
We got to trust his word. Trust him. Trust him. That's a hard word to say, ain't it? If I was to tell Ethan and Gavin this morning, my two grandboys that are here, if I told them I said, Ethan, just using it for example now. I said, I want you to come up here, and I want you to stand on this pulpit. And I want you to jump into Papa's arms. You know what he'd do? He'd climb up there. But if I told Brother Coleman, I said, Brother Coleman, I want you to climb up on that pulpit and jump in my arms. You just couldn't trust me. See what I'm saying? Boy, see the difference? He trusts me. He trusts me. Amen. Coleman don't trust me. I can see it in his eyes. He don't trust me. See, that's the way we got to be when it comes to the Word of God. All people say, well, I can't see it, I can't hear it, I can't feel it, so I can't believe it. Hey, we just got to trust it.
Amen.
We just got to trust it. We got to turn to the Master, and then we must just trust His Word. Somebody said, do you believe that? Well, that is in the Bible. I said, I just trust it. He said, He's coming back. I just trust Him. He said, bring your burdens to the Lord, and He'll take care of me. I just trust Him.
Amen.
I trust Him that much.
Yeah.
Well, that's hard to do. It's hard to just trust His Word. But if you want the miracles in your life, if you want the miracles in your life, you must learn to trust His Word. You must learn to trust His Word. Listen to this right here, and I want you to listen closely. Thought about this Friday night. Lisa was at the hospital, and I was at home, and I was studying, getting ready for today, and I thought about this. Do you know God is the only person you can absolutely trust completely?
Amen.
Preacher, I can't trust you? No. Why? Because I may let you down. I may let you down. You may tell me something, I'll forget it by the time we get to that back door. Amen. But God is the only one that we can trust absolutely, positively, with anything, anytime, and not even have to worry about it anymore. Ain't that amazing? Ain't that amazing? What do we do, preacher? How do we get through these storms? We got to learn to turn to the Master.
Amen.
And then we got to learn to trust Him. Trust Him. That's hard to do because, see, we have to walk by faith and not by sight.
Right. Amen.
It's easier to walk by sight, ain't it?
Yeah.
Amen. It's easier to say, oh, I believe in this and I believe in that because we can see it and we can hear it. But I'm telling you, you'll never survive the storms in your life until you trust the unseeable, until you trust the unhearable, until you trust the Word of God for what He is. Got to trust it. You got to trust it. How do we survive these storms we go through in our life? And From Brother Dwayne to Brother Ricky Sorrells in the back, and from Ricky Holsey to Brother Jay Johnson in the back, and everybody in between, we all go through storms. We all go through storms. And I'm going to tell you, the storms are not going to let up. The storms are not going to let up. We're going to face them. And there's going to be times that we struggle. And there's going to be times that we feel like we can't breathe. There's going to be times that we feel like we're bobbling up and down and we're going under. And it seems like we're just like these men were on this ship. They said they felt like all hope was gone. They'd be saved. Have you ever had such a storm in your life that you felt like you'd never get out of it? Just felt like you'd never get out of it. Go from one storm to another storm. I like that song that said, when the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. It even says this. It says, when life becomes a burden, stand by me. When life is a big storm, Jason, we're right in the middle of it. Stand by me. But in order to survive the storms, we must turn to the Master. Jesus. Jesus, he's the answer. We can trust him without any doubt. He's there. Listen to this. Do you realize God is there for you, for me, in any circumstance we're going through? You'll never find in the scripture, Brother Aaron, where the Lord said, I ain't getting in that battle. You'll never find, Brother Herman, where he said, I ain't got a dog in that fight. That's just an old saying. Never one time. Matter of fact, Brother Charlie, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. Oh, my goodness. When the winds are raging and the storms are blowing and I'm about to surrender, you mean you're right there? He said, I'll stand right beside you.
Amen.
See, he's not in front of me and he's not behind me. He's right beside me. We just got to learn to trust him.
Yeah,
in the storms of life, life becomes a burden sometimes. Life becomes hard. Life is hard. And these storms that we face sometimes, Brother Johnny, we don't know where to go. He said, just turn to the Master and trust
Amen.
His word.
That's right. Amen.
Trust his word. For he's with you in any circumstance. See, I think a lot of times, Sister Doris, when those storms begin to brew in our life, you know, we try to keep it in. We'll try not to let nobody know. You know, everybody wants to think your little family and my little family and all of Morning View's little family. And I'm gonna preach on something else tonight. I don't want to get on it. But we want them to think, boy, everything's all right, don't we? But we all face storms. And sometimes that storm's brewing in our life, and instead of turning to the Master, it gets bigger and bigger. It's bigger and bigger. Instead of trusting God with it, we try to handle it on our own. And it gets bigger and bigger. It gets bigger and bigger until life becomes a burden. Storms. Storms we're all going through. We're all facing them. And then number three. Number one, we must turn to the Master. Number two, we must trust his word. Then number three, we must learn to totally rely on him. It's not by my strength, not by my power, but by the grace of God. If it had not been for the grace of God, we would not be here preaching and singing and worshiping this morning. The Bible said if Satan had his way with us, he'd sift us as wheat. He'd cut us down. Rely on him. All of our faith, all of our trust, all of our hope, all of our soul in the midst of storms of our life when we must turn to the Master. In the midst of storms, first of all, must turn to the Master. The creator of all living. He says live and you live and you die, you die. We must turn to him. Turn to the Master. Once we've done that, we must trust him with it. We must trust him with it. He said, bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.
Amen.
Well, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Here's what we do. Lord, there's a storm of life brewing in my life. My life has become a burden. Don't know which way to turn. Don't know which way to go. We give it to the Lord. We get up. We feel real good. But just as soon as we get back in the car, the devil says, you ain't no better than you was. You got to trust him. You got to say, you know what, devil? I didn't do it within myself. I gave it to God. I gave it to God. Talk to him about it. Talk to him about it. Then after we turn to the master and we trust his word, we got to totally rely on him. I don't know about you, but I can't even walk without him holding my hand. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song this morning. The storms of life. The storms of life, we all face them. Whether it be physical, whether it be natural, whether it be our health-wise, whether it be the things we face, we all face storms. I wonder this morning, is there a storm brewing? So, oh yes, preacher, they're talking about heavy rains, heavy thunderstorms coming in Monday, 7 inches of rain Tuesday. That's not the storm I'm talking about. I'm more concerned with the storm you've got brewing within your soul. That one will devastate you. That one will kill you. That one will burden you down till you absolutely can't smile. You absolutely can't even hold your head up. Storms of life. Preacher, what are we going to do? Turn to the master. Trust him with it. And then just rely on him. Just rely on God. That's what we're going to do. As we stand together this morning. 165.